Today is Wednesday, August 13th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Prosecco Day, and it's National Filet Mignon Day, and that's it. Here is another day. Maybe August is a day when there aren't that many days, so you guys should get out there. If you have a brand and you want a day named after that brand, or if you have a product that you're selling, I think you should go. You should contact this website that I've never told anyone and pitch your idea, because I think they are the deciders, right? They decide. If something is worthy of going on their website, they're the ones that decide it. So you should do that. Maybe I'll have a filet mignon. I don't think so, because I have orchestra today. Or today as you're listening to this. And it would be hard. When I do filet mignon, as I've described many times, I'm not good with temperatures of meat in general, and once I found sous viding as a technique, I was hooked, because you can cook it to a perfect whatever you want it to be. Actually, I usually go a temperature or two below, like a degree or two below, or even more. Like, I might do medium rare in the sous vide, and then because I sear it, that heats it up a little bit more. And so I might do, it's around 133 degrees is what I do the sous vide on. So I put it in there, salt, pepper, really nothing else, maybe a little olive oil in. I don't have a vacuum sealer right now, because my vacuum sealer died and I have not bought a replacement vacuum sealer. So if anybody wants to buy me a vacuum sealer, let me know, and I will put one in my wish list on Amazon. I told Mark he could buy me a vacuum sealer, but he said, "Boyfi, buying you kitchen equipment is just like you trying to buy me clothes or shoes." Like, he's like, I'm just too scared that you're not going to like whatever it is that I get for you. And unless you're giving me the actual item that you want me to buy, I don't want to risk it. So I was like, okay. So I haven't bought it for myself, because I've just been using Ziploc bags, but really, the best experience is with a vacuum sealer. So you salt, pepper the steak, a little bit of oil, whatever, and then put it in your vacuum seal bag, vacuum seal those babies. Then you can technically freeze it. And who knows how many, I'm sure there's some source on the internet that I could look at, but you can freeze it and then it can go for months, I'm sure. But you put it in the sous vide at 133 degrees, you go an hour, I think it's like an hour per inch, but you can Google that as well. I'm not giving you any instructions. You can put garlic in there as well, but for some reason, the sous vide process turns the garlic green. So if you care at all about how things look, it makes it look a little moldy or gross. But you can put garlic in there, it tastes great. You can put butter in there, you can put whatever flavorings you want to put in there, you can put in there. And then I take it out. I heat up a pan really, really scorching hot. And then I take the steak out, let it rest for a little bit. And then I oil again the outside of it, a little bit more salt and pepper. And I just put it in the pan really hot and let it sit there for a couple of minutes, super hot. Don't move it. And then I check if it'll release from the pan. I check it and see if it's as brown as I want it. And if it's as brown as I want it, I turn it over, put a knob of butter or a pat of butter, whatever you want to call it, like a tablespoon of butter, 2 tablespoons of butter, whatever. Some garlic. I generally just use the garlic paste in the tube, because I'm sick of trying to clean and mince garlic myself. And use a little bit of that. And I almost as soon as I put the butter in, I just let it kiss the steak, and then I take the steak out. And then I let the butter and the garlic finish, you know, just just giving a nice scent to the garlic, and then I pour it over the steaks to let them rest. Because I don't want to get them too done, right? So anyway, that's how I do my filet mignon. Tastes pretty good. Pretty dadgum good, if you ask me. And then we generally have them with roasted potatoes because Mark, or baked sweet potato, because Mark doesn't like mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. So I should have a lot of mashed potatoes while he's in the Philippines, because I never cook mashed potatoes because he doesn't like them. He thinks they're the texture of baby food, which is not wrong. But just because something is the texture of baby food doesn't mean it's not good, I think. So I probably won't do a filet because the sous vide and the searing part is fine, but the sides are the problem because I have to bake potatoes, I have to, and I'm going to be at orchestra rehearsal, so I can't do all of that. I could give instructions to Mark, but I don't know. That seems more trouble than it's worth. He does a good job cooking as long as you give him good instructions. He's very good at following instructions. But it just seems like if I have to write down all the instructions or go through it with him, might as well have just done it myself. I don't know. So we were talking about the weekend. We had pretty much finished, but I just Sunday, I went to church. I came back. We had lunch. We had Popeyes for lunch. And then I, at some point, I mowed the lawn. But I only mowed the front lawn because I just... Nobody sees the back lawn. There's nothing in the backyard. It's like, it was hot outside. It was the afternoon. I should have done it on Saturday, but I didn't. Should have, could have, would have. And I just didn't feel like doing it, but I don't want to get any fines or anything. And in all honesty, it wasn't that bad looking. I could have gone a few more days, but the problem with that is that's during the week. And who wants to try to mow the lawn during the week? Although I did end up mowing in between breaks, in between meetings on Monday, because I worked from home on Monday, I did finish the backyard because I can't have an uneven yard. It just takes about, 30, 45 minutes. And I don't eat lunch generally when I'm, especially when I'm working from home. So that was my lunch break, pretty much, mowing the lawn. So anyway, I mowed the front lawn, didn't weed eat or edge because I thought it could go another week with that. Although this coming weekend is my birthday and I'm going to have to be mowing the lawn on my birthday probably, because Saturday we're gone all day for my haircut and my birthday is on Sunday, and Sunday's the only day that I'm going to have free. So now I'm trying to think, well, should I like Thursday after work mow the front lawn, Friday after work, or maybe Thursday after work, mow the back lawn, Friday after work, mow the front lawn, because that one takes less time, so that I don't have to do it on the weekend, basically. So I don't know. I'm still thinking about that and what I'm going to do. Adulting. There's always things to do. I need to order groceries. And I've been putting that off, and it's first world problems, because we used to go to the store and shop for the groceries, and it would take an hour, hour and a half, something like that, between driving there, going through all the aisles, picking out what you're going to buy, checking out, loading the car, coming home, unloading, all of that kind of stuff, and a good hour, hour and a half at least to do that. Now I can just sit on the couch while we're watching Big Brother, and I can order them on my phone and they get delivered the next day, and I still put it off. I don't feel like... Because it's another decision that I have to make. I was telling my therapist the other day, I have to make so many decisions in my life, in my job. I cook, and so I have to decide what Mark and I eat every single evening of our life. I have to decide what we're eating. I feel like a housewife. And, and then we're constantly, I know what Daniel's going to say about this, but we're constantly planning travel. And so there's things to decide there too. So my brain just gets so tired of deciding. Like, I don't know what I'm cooking for dinner. Tonight as I record this is Tuesday. I don't know what I'm cooking for dinner yet. I've been vacillating back and forth between a couple of different things, and I can't decide what I want to do. And after I record, I have to go downstairs and cook something. So I have to decide and I have to do it, but I still haven't decided. So anyway, we planned Switzerland. Well, we worked on planning Switzerland. We picked a hotel in Grindelwald, and I think this is about as far as I got yesterday. I just expounded on everything. I hope it wasn't boring. I just went into detail. All right, well, we'll stop there. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.